Let me say this just before we get into the word today. My husband hasn't disappeared. He is over in Growth Track today. He's doing Growth Track Lesson 1. There are people in there that are going through that Growth Track, and we invite you to go through that Growth Track. We'll skip April because of Easter, but then we'll pick it up again in May. But also, I wanted to just encourage you today to stop out at our small group table and get signed up. We've kind of narrowed down our small groups this year, and we've done ladies and then a couple for men. And so we want to get you involved. Ladies, we're kind of giving a big umbrella for you to come. Everybody gather together on Monday night, and then from that, we'll get into small groups from there. But I want to encourage you, be a part. We also have a new singles ministry that's starting up. And so, yeah. And so we encourage you. We just believe that church is bigger than Sundays, and that God has more. Sundays is like our hub, and we're where we hear the word of God. But then we want you to take what you learn on Sundays and walk it out in these small groups, develop relationships, and do life together. And we believe that's an integral part of church, in your church experience. And so we encourage you to sign up for one of the small groups today. Well, let's take our Bibles. Yours might be an electronic device like mine, or it could be leather bound. But either way, let's take our Bibles and let's say the words up on the screen as we hold our Bibles up. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. It is the indestructible, incorruptible, everlasting, living word of God. I receive it now by faith, and I believe that my life will forever be changed. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you this morning. First of all, that your presence is here. And Lord, we also thank you that your word has the power to change our lives. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that through the power of your spirit this morning, that you will minister this word to every person here, and you'll help them see how to build healthy boundaries in every relationship so that their relationships flourish. And Lord, we enjoy relationships the way that you intended us to enjoy them. Lord, that they're a blessing in our lives. And Lord, most of all, that we grow in our relationship with you. And we thank you for doing that this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're in a series right now entitled Boundaries, Anyone? And the Bible teaches us that if we are going to have healthy relationships in our lives, then we need to set certain boundaries. And in this series, we've been looking at how to build boundaries, the purpose of boundaries. And then we've even last week started with what are some specific boundaries that we need to set. Well, today we're going to continue in this series with a message entitled Good In, Bad Out. And so just before we get into that message today, though, let me go back and I want to go over four truths quickly that we've already learned about boundaries. First of all, what's a boundary? A boundary is a limit set. God says in the word that he said to the waves, you can come this far, but no further. He set a limit. Boundaries are limits that we set in our life. A boundary is also something that protects us from damage. The Bible tells us to safeguard our heart. Listen, come on, just don't let everyone in. Have you ever experienced a broken heart? There's enough brokenheartedness around without you allowing people to come in and do damage. Boundaries are also founded upon love, or we could say it this way. Love is the reason why we set boundaries in our life. We set boundaries because we love God and because we love the people in our life. Love is the reason for setting boundaries. And we saw that before we begin to increase our boundaries, strengthen our boundaries, we just need to check and make sure everything's done in love. If we're establishing a new boundary, make sure that we are also living loved. Before I can love you, I've got to let God love me. So live love. And here's the fourth thing we've learned. And we learned this last week. We talked about beginning boundaries. And we simply said this when it comes to beginning boundaries. Is it in there? There it is. I'm teasing. That's my son back there doing the... So I was kind of joking with him. Beginning boundaries, and here's what we learned. We talked about last week three things. Number one, be responsible for yourself. Number two, Be a person of integrity. And number three, humility. So he said this, live responsibly with integrity and humility. Those are good beginning boundaries in our life, and they help our relationships to flourish. Now, let's get to good in, bad out. Really, I'm using those words to define a law that applies to every boundary, one of God's law. And it's the law of sowing and reaping. You know, laws work. Gravity works. How many of you know? If you drop something, it's going to break unless you catch it. Listen, God's laws work, and the boundaries operates within God's law. Now, there's a lot of different laws that affect boundaries, but I want to deal with this one, the law of sowing and reaping, because it has so much to do with boundaries. So I want to first look at this law in the Word, and let's define it a little bit. But then secondly, I want to look at how this law would help us individually set some boundaries in our life, and then how do we apply this law in setting boundaries in relationships with others. And so I believe today that God's going to help you in relationship building today. He's going to help you in your own life, and he's going to help you see clearly how to build healthy relationship with others. But let's look at this boundary law of sowing and reaping. Genesis 8:22. It says this, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. In the very beginning, this is Genesis, when God created everything. And from the very start, God said this, there's going to be seed, time, and harvest. It's really the law of sowing and reaping. You put a seed in the ground, over time, you're going to get a harvest. I mean, you know, you're not going to get a corn harvest if you plant beans. And if you don't plant anything, you're not going to get anything. Listen, this law of sowing and reaping is always going to work. What you plant, you'll reap. And here's what God said in Genesis. It will never cease. It will never stop. As long as this earth is here, this law of sowing and reaping is going to be working on this earth. We see it all the time. We see it around us in the natural world. In the New Testament, God kind of brings it home to our behavior, and Paul puts it this way in Galatians 6:7. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Listen, we must, if we're going to live well, if we're going to walk out God's plan for our life, if we're going to live a healthy life and enjoy the goodness of God that he has planned for us, be an example to those around us, we're going to have to respect the law of sowing and reaping. We're going to have to respect it in our own lives, and we're going to have to respect it in our relationships. We got to honor this law. And I'm going to show you how to honor this law in your relationships. And I'm going to tell you today. Or I'm going to just say something because I know it's true. Some of you are not honoring this law in some of your relationships. And you think it might be helping the person, but it's actually hurting the person. And so I hope you see this today. Now, I will say this. On some degree, all of us have done this. And we'll see that today, too. But let's learn and let's grow and let's take this truth. God's speaking truth to us today. And the truth sets us free. We got to respect this law. That, let me say this about this law. We establish boundaries because we understand how this law works. Listen, the more we respect and understand this law of sowing and reaping, the more valuable boundaries, limits in our lives become to us. And it'll prompt us to set them. And bottom line is, we want this law, the law of sowing and reaping, to work for us, not against us. You see, because the truth is, this law is working. You're not going to stop the law from working. But you can choose whether this law of sowing and reaping is working for you or working against you. Actually, I get pretty excited because the truth is, I'm not going to reap what you sow.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Right.
So I'm not concerned. I mean, I love you and understand in this little circle I'm talking about today, you know what? I'm not so concerned about. I'm over what you're doing because I'm not going to reap what you sow. I'm not saying that if you're close to me, it might not affect me. It will. But the truth is, I'm going to reap what I sow. So therefore, I'm in charge of my harvest, not you. In fact, I'm in charge of my harvest, not the economy. I'm in charge of my harvest, not my job, not my employer. I'm in charge of the quality of my life, not even my spouse. The person I'm married to is not in charge of that. I'm in charge. God said, you can reap what you sow. It's working. Listen, just like the law of gravity and any other law, it works for everyone. That's the good news. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. Come on. George Carver, George Washington Carver. Who would have ever thought you'd have got so much out of a little peanut? But you know what? He just started sowing. He just started doing things. He just started reaching out. And he also tells the story about somebody that worked for him that just took a peanut and just started sowing that, just giving it away. Asked if he could give it away so that he could, you know, start building up a nest, you know, get a little wealthier to help people. And God did it. Listen, you reap what you sow. I don't care who you are or how much money you have, how smart you think you are. You must not be too smart if you're going to do this. But if you jump off a 20-story building, you're going to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the law of gravity works.
Right.
And here's the truth. If you act badly, you're going to have a bad harvest. But it's also true, if you sow good, you're going to reap good. You see, God wasn't telling us this law to figure out how he was going to punish us. He was telling us this law so that we would understand how things work and we could work it for our good and we could work it in our relationships. We set boundaries so this law will work for us instead of against us. We respect this law within our relationships. We set boundaries with this law in mind. But before we get to relationships, let's just apply this law to ourselves, the law of harvest and reaping, and see how then we would set certain boundaries. I'm just going to talk about certain boundaries when it comes to sowing and reaping. And really, this goes back to good in, bad out. Let's go back to Proverbs 4:20. We've used Proverbs 4:23 throughout this series, but Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 says this: "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Now, we've used that last scripture about guarding your heart as a reason for setting boundaries. We've also saw that that word guard means to protect, but it also means to maintain. It means to keep. And we see here in this passage that really what God is telling us is to put the good in and keep the bad out. And in fact, he tells us here that if we will put God's word in our heart, we will reap life. We will reap healing. You got to understand this. The Bible teaches us this truth again and again and again. And that is your life, the quality of your life is based on your insides, not your outsides. Now, eventually your outside will line up to what's going on inside, but there could be all kind of things. I'm not in control about what happens out here. I'm not in control of that. I'm not in control of what other people do. Thank God. That's not my responsibility.
Right.
but I am controlling. I do need to guard my own heart. I need to put good in. How does a harvest of life and healing sound? And then he also says, listen, you got to be intentional with the word of God. He said, let them penetrate. Let them soak in. Think about your heart like a garden. And sometimes the soil in our heart, because we didn't have boundaries or somebody broke our boundaries, sometimes our heart is so hard. And the word of God has to seep down there, and we got to water it and water it. Have you ever had to scrub a pan? It's a joke in my house that mom is probably going to burn her turkey sausage in the morning. And it's because I put the turkey sausage on because I need a little protein in the morning. And I put the turkey sausage on and then I go try to get dressed thinking that I'll come back, you know, and sometimes I get in there and start getting dressed and I forget about it. And then you have to let the pan soak, you know, even the non-stick pans. And so usually one of my boys or my husband will come in there and turn it off and we put out your turkey sausage, it's done. But the pan is burnt. And you know what? I don't stand there and scrub on that pan. I let it soak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, some of you need to stop scrubbing on the wounds and the scars in your life, trying to get them off. You need to stop scrubbing on your wounds and scars and just let the Word of God do its work. Good in. And here's what we know. If you put the good Word of God in, bad is going to come out, in the sense that you're going to get the bad out of you. You're going to have a good harvest, but the bad will go. Here's what we also know too. This passage is telling us to set a limit. Set a limit. When we're talking about set a limit, we're talking about our ear gate and our eye gate. He says here, pay attention to what you see. Oh, that's my ear. Hold on. I need to go back to nursery school. Pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to what you see. You see, we're not, when you set boundaries, you're not building walls.
Right.
You're building borders that have fences. And our nation's borders, there are entryways. You can come in. Well, you need to have these boundaries, but you also have gates. And boundaries, this ear gate and this eye gate, are about what you let in and what you keep out.
Yep.
And here's my question. Do you have any limits? Remember, we're applying this law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you let in your ear gate, it's being planted in your heart. You wonder why you struggle inside, why there's no peace, why there's condemnation. Are you listening to the wrong people? Are you hanging with folks that just put you down? Say, well, Pastor Jane, some of that I can't avoid. Well, then intentionally go hang with somebody that lifts you up. Make sure, like, you know, a bunch of wise people did this morning. They came to church, so you get lifted up. Be intentional. But here's the question. Do you have a boundary or value when it comes to what you will and what you won't listen to? What you will and what you won't see? Listen, men, you're going to have to watch what comes before your eyes. And can I just ask you, ladies, to be a little nicer to them? Listen, you can dress modestly and beautifully without sharing it all. I just have this simple rule. If you don't want to share it, don't show it. Men are moved. You can't, that's the way they were created. But men, watch what goes in your eye gate. It's going to affect your heart. It's going to affect the quality of your life. We have to build some borders, some boundaries. Boundaries are about what we let in, what we keep out. You know, when we respect the law of sowing and reaping, we set boundaries accordingly. I can't tell you now, I don't know, I know many of you are probably like this too, but I watch very little television anymore as far as regular broadcasts. I love to go on and watch the Netflix or just record something. I don't want to watch all those commercials. And you see, one of the reasons why I like to wait until a series is all over and it's on Netflix or one of the other, you know, streaming sources, Prime Video, whatever, is because I feel like I'm winning. Because you know what they do. They set you up at the end of one show So then you have to wait another whole week to find out what happens. But you see, when I'm watching the series, then I go, no problem, gotcha. And I just go to the next episode. You didn't make me wait, although you probably made me wait 6 months for the whole series. I don't have to wait that moment. It just feels good. But now listen, just this past week, I was, you know, going to watch another little, find something on Netflix that was good. And so I just check them out. Within the first 5 minutes, two of them, I said, I'm not watching that. I'm not letting it go in my ears, and I'm not letting it go in my eye gate. I have some boundaries. You know what? I respected the law of sowing and reaping. Don't just let anything in. Mm-hmm. Good in, bad out. Keep the bad out. Jesus said it this way. Pay attention to what you hear. And give your attention fully to it. Listen to what he said about hearing his word. And it also applies to anything that we would hear. Mark 4:24. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. And you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. Ooh. Are you listening? Are you really listening to God's word? Are you paying attention to how you're hearing God's word? Do you want some understanding? Then give your full attention. How many of you know we can be here and at lunch at the same time? We can be here I'll get it right. I don't know why I'm getting so tongue-tied this morning. We can be here in person, but our mind can be someplace else. There's times in the morning I'm doing my Bible reading, and all of a sudden I realize I'm at verse 25, and I think, what have I read? Because I read one verse, and then I started preaching a message off of it. Yeah, man, but I was still reading.
Yeah.
And so I got to bring my mind back. I got to pay attention, because you know what? I got to sow the Word of God into my heart. I need this seed in my life. I have some boundaries, some limits. In Mark 4:24, this is the same passage, but just one scripture, and this is God's word translation. It says, he went on to say, pay attention to what you're listening to. Are you? Do you respect the law of sowing and reaping? Have you set some good boundaries in your life? Listen, some conversations at work you need to walk away from. Some news channels, pundits, you need to turn off. Some shows you need to quit watching. You know, I don't like it when a series starts out good and then they all of a sudden they got me and then they put in trash. Now, sometimes you can fast forward and get over it, you know, but listen, I have some boundaries. I don't care. Say, no, those boundaries protect me. I believe in the law of sowing and reaping. We also need to be very intentional with our lives. We need to be intentional in pouring in the good. Romans 10:17 says this, so faith comes by hearing. Or faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. Times in our life we've said, God, why is my faith so weak? Could it be because we're listening to so much doubt? Could it be that we're not being intentional of putting the good in? Do we have some good boundaries there? Some things that we value, like I have a boundary in my life that the first thing I do every morning is spend time with God. That's a boundary. It's a limit set. I'm not going to do anything else. You try to reach me first, you're going to get a recording. I'm not going to give that time to anybody else because I have a boundary, this value. I got to be intentional. I got to build my faith. I want to live for God. I need to represent God well to you. And listen, you say, well, you're a pastor. You need to represent God well to the people in your life. It's your job. This is my job. What's your job? Are you ready? You may not be called to do what I do at your job, but you are called to represent God. You need to build your faith. You need to build your faith so you have strong faith when there's a need in your family, when you have a need in your life. Be intentional. Come on, good in. Good in, good out. We believe in the law of sowing and reaping. There's things I do intentionally every day. I spend time reading. In fact, if you want to read through the Bible with us, we read the New Testament and the Psalms and Proverbs. You can go out to our website and get that. You can also sign up for our daily wisdom. And the daily Bible reading comes 5 days a week through our daily wisdom. You know what? Just be intentional. Put some good in. Start somewhere. Yeah, I'm intentional. Then when I'm getting dressed, I listen to good old Joyce Myers. I just taper, and then when I'm intentional. I need to build myself up. When I'm riding into work, I listen to some podcasts. Be good in. I respect the law of sowing and reaping. We'll flourish in our relationships. And we'll flourish in our own lives when we pour in the good and keep the bad out. And we do that by setting good boundaries. Now, oh man, I only got 10 minutes. I got to hurry here. Walls are bad. Let me just, I just wanted to inject this in. I can't spend a whole lot of time on it, but I just needed to say this here about the law of sowing and reaping and good in, bad out. Walls are bad. You see, we're not building walls. We're building boundaries. And here's what Mark 7:20 and to 23 says. It says, and this is Jesus, says, and then he added, it is what comes from inside that defiles you. For within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you. Listen, don't build walls, because if you do, you'll wall in the pride. You'll wall in the envy. You'll wall in the lust. You see, some may be struggling with lust, but you don't want anybody to know you are, and you wall it in. But you see, you cannot don't build walls. Build boundaries. If that's in your heart, then let the bad out. How do you let the bad out? 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow. Confessions of our sins can also help to stop or to downsize, you might say, a harvest. We won't reap the whole harvest. Or you say, Pastor Jane, you don't understand. I'm already reaping the harvest of that sin. Then ask for forgiveness, because then God's grace can overcome the consequence. He can redeem your life. But you know what? Let me just say this. Sometimes we have to go a little further. Not only do we need to confess our sins to God, sometimes because of the brokenness that the sin has caused in our life, we need help from others. And here's what it says in James 5:16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Can I just say this? Let the sin out. Let the people in. Now, the right people, that's one of the reasons why we want you to do small groups, so you can connect with healthy, God-fearing, faith-filled people who love you to help you get through some things in life. We need one another in life. Listen, we've got Luke 4:18, where Jesus talked about healing the brokenhearted, and that's what his spirit does. That's what Jesus is all about. I'm sure you're familiar with that passage, but I want to go on because I need to deal with the operation of sowing and reaping in our relationships with others. And I'm going to deal with one segment that seems to be the one we get caught up the most. But let me read the scripture again, and then we'll apply this to our relationships. Galatians 6:7, New Living. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You'll always harvest what you plant. And I like the Contemporary English Version, same passage. You cannot fool God, so don't make a fool of yourself. You will harvest what you plant. Now, how's this law working in your relationships? Number one, are you planting good things in other people's lives? Are you expecting something from that person, from that friendship, from that family relationship, from that marriage, but you're not pouring in? You're not sowing into that relationship, but yet you're expecting to reap. Do this for me. Treat me this way. Why don't you act like this? Well, maybe you need to just back up and say, wait a minute, am I practicing this law? Am I sowing good into this relationship? Let me just talk about another part of this law that we sometimes have an issue with. And here it is. And I'm going to say it in a positive statement here. But boundaries require the person who is doing the sowing to also do the reaping. Boundaries allow this law to work. You see, in our relationship with God, our spouse, and our others, especially our relationship with our spouse and others, we got to make sure that we are letting this law work. We're letting the law of sowing and reaping work. In other words, we're letting the person who does the sowing also do the reaping. Because here's the truth about boundaries. In fact, I'm going to see if there's... Well, I'll do it with this. I won't drop it, though. We all know the law of gravity works. But how many of you know I can interrupt the law of gravity? If I drop this... The law of gravity is going to take it down, but I can have this other hand here, and I'm going to interrupt the law of gravity. Some of you are interrupting the law of sowing and reaping for some people. My mama taught me don't interrupt. And especially, you know, if it's a teacher, someone in authority, well, can I suggest this to you today? Don't interrupt God. Don't interrupt His law of sowing and reaping in relationships. Ladies, can I tell you, maybe even this probably applies more to single ladies, but listen, if He's not sowing into you good things, don't overdo it yourself. You keep sowing into Him and He ain't giving you anything. You're not reaping anything from that relationship. Oh, let Him feel the effects. You say, well, why aren't you acting like that anymore? Well, I thought I might give you a chance to do something. Come on. Allow this law to work. Now, let me say this. Another word for harvest, you know, we say the law of sowing and reaping. Another word for reaping or harvest is consequence. Consequence. And a consequence is a result or effect of an action or condition. You see, some of you need to let some people just experience the condition their life would be in if you didn't rescue them. They have never felt the consequence of their actions. And so, therefore, it's working for them. Now, it's not working for you, but it's working for them because they're actually reaping your response. You're being responsible. Amen. But you know what? You're reaping their irresponsibility. It's putting more pressure on your life. Don't interrupt. Proverbs 19:19 says this, hot-tempered people must pay the penalty. If you rescue them once, you'll have to do it again. Listen, when we step in and protect people or a person from the consequence of what they've sown, it cripples them. From a small child to an adult, to a husband, a coworker. Some of you may not be letting a coworker experience the consequence of them being late because you cover for them. Maybe it's a child. Listen, it's about loving. Consequences give people a reason to change. Listen, the result of, or the cost of interrupting God's law of sowing and reaping is that person is never going to feel the need to change. Consequences cause us to feel the need to change. How many of you know none of us like change? You're going to have to be able to feel the need to change. The little 2-year-old has to feel the need to change. The 10-year-old, the 16-year-old has to feel the need to change. The 45-year-old needs to feel the need to change. And if you keep rescuing them, if you keep paying their bills, if you keep calling for them and making excuses for them, you are interrupting God. God is trying to give them an opportunity to change. And that relationship is being crippled and hurt. It's not going to get better if you're interrupting God's law. Now, you may confront a person who's doing something. And the Bible teaches us that when a wise person is confronted, they change. But it says the fool is going to have to suffer the consequence. Now, let's just be honest. All of us are fools sometimes. And all of us, sometimes for whatever reason, we need to let people let us reap our own harvest, and then we'll change. I remember, I'll tell this story. I'm going over just a minute here. Will y'all give me a minute? Well, give me two, three. No, just two. I'm only going to go over a minute. I'm already over 1 minute, but I'm going to go one more. I have to be honest here. Get on with it, Jane. Close it out. You're taking your time. Here's what I want to say. I remember one of our sons, they had just come into our home. Wasn't too long. And we had Disney passes, and they were struggling with completing their work at school. And so I told them this Friday that if they came home with all the smiley faces that day, you know, with all their work completed, we would go to Disney. When they got in the car, they were so excited. They jumped in, you know, they're in the car line. They jumped in. We're going to Disney. And I said, hand me your notebook. I got kind of quiet. And I looked at the notebook, and there was one area they didn't have a smile, sad face, and said, work not completed. And I said, we're not going. Yeah. Big old crocodile tears. I mean, and you know, as a parent, you know, you're just like, well, it's okay. You got 4 out of 5. But what did I say? You see, if I don't let them experience the pain, and it was a pain. It was a pain for me to watch them go through the pain. Yeah. Because a 10-year-old, that is a pain. But I had to let them experience the consequence of their behavior. Why? Because I wanted them to change. Because they needed to change to be a better adult. To live life better. God's word is full of principles. Principles of truth. That help us live our best life. And they also teach us what we can do to help those in our lives flourish and have relationships. I'm going to read this passage and close. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Can I say this morning? Don't give up on God's law of sowing and reaping. Don't give up on people, and certainly don't give up your boundaries. You know why? Because a good harvest, it's on its way. Amen. Did you get some out of that today? I pray that you did. Let's bow our heads as we close out this service. Lord, I pray today that this word.